comes out eventually, should take a serious look at the 92, ORS Chapter 92, for the purpose of giving counties discretionary authority to vacate and modify subdivisions. And with that authority, at least in our county, we would take action. The reason I say discretionary authority, because in our present financial situation, like all counties, it's a matter of priority of what you can do with limited staff. And the more shalls we get, the more mandated laws we violate. And I think that concludes my testimony on the four issues at this point.
Chairman, Senators, I'm Mike Judd, Assistant County Counsel, representing the Clackamas County anachronism. First thing I'd like to talk about is attorney fees. Daryl's discussed most of that. Just to stress, having a right of recovery is not having the money. We're probably not going to be able to collect a lot of those. Excuse me. The ones we do collect, it's going to be a lot of time and expense. As far as the panel of farmers, you've heard quite a bit about that. I think it's not appropriate to build in a bias, to have one particular interest group, and this is an interest group, making decisions that affect them. As far as the standing, you have basically the same thing. You're picking out a special interest group and giving them extra advantages over other people. If they are aggrieved, then they should be able to prove it. And partition, what you're doing there, I'm afraid, is building in an extra step. That may not be the intent, but the way it's written, it could be perceived that way. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Next.
I'm Lorna Stickle, the acting planning manager for Multnomah County Planning. I really don't have a whole lot more to add either. I think most of the points have very adequately been covered by the testimony. I certainly don't support the idea of the farmers panel, primarily because of the problems of definition and special interest. Only about 25% of the farmers that are reported in the census, 78 Census of Agriculture from Multnomah County, say that they earn no money off farm. So I don't, we only have 520 of them anyway that are registered in the census. We do support the efforts that you're engaging in looking at the marginal lands question very much. We feel that this is an issue. We think this may be too quick a time for doing this, and that perhaps directing the LCDC to take a look at this issue and come back to you so that everyone has a chance to deal with this subject, I think, is well worthwhile. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, if I might make one other comment on reviewing partitions. We don't like that provision. It's just a lot of work, and I don't think you really gain anything. I think the answer is to have a limit on how long they're effective, rather than going back and reviewing.
Let me make one more comment, and that is that I want to reiterate Annandale County's concern. We also have the undeveloped subdivision problem, and I noted that, too, that in terms of the definition of what undeveloped subdivisions was, that is a real problem. It doesn't really give us anything.
Thank you.
Is Howard Lyon still here?
Howard Lyon?
He left.
Okay. Don South?
Mr. Chairman, Senator. I'm Don South, tree farmer, president for Washington County Small Woodland Association. Tree farmers seem to be lumped in together with farmers on this here, and a lot of our goals and objectives, I feel, are differently. A lot of our forest land is not actually suitable for home site, and if it was accessible ground, it would probably already been converted to farm ground because of a higher value, faster yield ground. But we still need a base to be able to work from, and in a lot of cases this is a smaller parcel of ground down lower, actually in farm ground. And also these parcels, home base, would have timber on them or be open ground. But we need a place to work from to be able to work these pieces of ground that are further up in the hills that would be larger parcels because they're remote and cheaper and affordable. But you're not allowing tree farmers a base to work from. We can't always raise families 4 miles up the end of a county of a right-of-way road and expect children to walk down to catch buses, whatever. And also, even if a person did want to live on one parcel that's rather remote, a lot of the tree farmers own more than one piece of ground, and you have to buy them where you can at the price that's affordable. And so the travel time has to be real consideration to be able to manage and produce the most product from a piece of ground. You have to have the incentive to get to it. And so we need a place, a home site that is smaller, down lower, that does make us mobile. And Mr. Lyons, who was not able to stay, was going to say was that he started with a small parcel, 30 acres, and was able to, by being on the place, was able to develop it into a farm that eventually was able to sustain him and his family. You have to start someplace, and this would not be allowed. And for the person that had the incentive to start a tree farm, or a farm for that matter, you have to start someplace.
Thank you, Seth. Okay. Did you come in, were you before the Revenue Committee very well back?
No.
Revenue Committee? Didn't come down and testify? I thought I saw you there. Thank you. Mr. Lamb?
Looks like now this time we've got you pretty well worn down.
Oh, I
worn out.
I'm getting there.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, remainder of the committee, I'm Clifford Lamb, tree farmer from Lane County. I've been before you before. I want to address one issue. That's the appeal standing issue. I think it's important to farmers. And even though this is directed toward farm and farm forestry areas where they interface, I think the concepts are nevertheless very important to forestry areas and would apply. There's been some question as to farmers being a special group that would have a bias. The bias would be in their favor. I'm going to mention and say that I believe farmers, it's been established that as a group, farmers are aggrieved and they do have injury to a substantial interest, that is the economic interest, and that is as land is divided and developed, it drives up the costs, so land affordable for tree farming is just not available. You realize on every parcel, if there's a development right on it, that's at least ordinarily about $40,000 for that right there. Two cases that I know of have established this, and that's one Benton County, Benton versus Thousand Friends, or the other way around, and also Lamb versus Lane County, which has now been heard in the Court of Appeals, and since it's been upheld along the way in my favor, I expect it to prevail that way. Fingers crossed. Okay, so this position of farmers is already acknowledged in case law, and this would be just an acknowledgement in the statute there. This further is important because farmers may be only persons ready, willing, and able withstanding to oppose flagrant violations of the goals. It's not as easy as people have made it seem. It's a process that's complex. It requires, if you're doing it yourself, it requires knowledge of the law, planning, technical information, money, and the willingness to endure the enmity of those you oppose and their allies. and I submit not many, fill this bill. Money alone, last year, I suppose I spent over $2,000, and most of it on the appeals part of the $2,000 on planning, most of it in the appeals process. Let me illustrate here with a map that you've already seen, but once again, it makes a point rather graphically. The lands marked in blue are those that were approved by the county for some degree of division and development. My parcel is here. That's 54 acres at that point. Now, I literally was the only one that had the ability to launch any kind of appeal, and I reversed the approvals on all of those, and most recently, this one over in this corner here, that was this last Wednesday before the county commissioners unanimously. Recall, these were approved. This particular one was rezoning, and I realized that the lands would have to be looked at again for designation and zoning, and I knew that could not stand. The question is, this occupied my time. There were some other places, but the question is, again, those would have existed, would have begun their development and division and development if I hadn't taken that position. And part of it, especially in this case, I emphasized my standing, but it wasn't the basis upon which I was able to continue, was the economic interest. This division standing would have gone ahead. Question is, what was happening in the rest of the county at that time? Just yesterday was a court ruling. Court ruling favors $3.5 million resort for Big Creek. Now there, this is down on the coast, Lane County, I believe. And that simply said that the people that brought that appeals didn't have standing. They weren't farmers. And I don't know whether this resort really violates a goal or not. And I have mixed feelings about whether people who aren't farmers should also have a right to appeal, because, well, that's a little irrelevant there. I think the point is that now that those people don't have standing and no farmer appealed that, if that in fact is a violation of the goals, this approval has slipped this Big Creek property through the cracks in the floor. People who do rely on wanting to divide and develop property know that standing is a key. And as I mentioned, my own case, it's been fought rather hard. They insisted there be no discussion on the merits. At the county level, I was bifurcated. The merits were going to be discussed later, and standing was going to be fought out. It seems to imply that there would be no way that the proposal could survive the discussion of the proposal on the merits. I would just end says, if a farmer's interest don't qualify for appeal, what really does? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lawyer. Mr. Kennedy, you have anything to add? I know that we didn't get to you last
I'm
time.
I'm happy to wait till Monday. I got confused on the time.
Okay.
It's late.
Certainly can. And you're back just in time to adjourn.
Could I ask this real quick?
Sir Robert.
In the case of a decision with reference to EFU, might somebody other than a farmer have the same sort of basis for standing as this law implies that any farmer
in the county might have.
Yeah, as I understand, anybody in the EFU zone would have that
anybody
ability.
Anybody outside the EFU zone.
Anyone?
Anybody outside the EFU zone. Might they conceivably have the same sort of blanket standing that is given to anybody inside an EFU zone, any place in the county?
That is not my understanding of the law. Perhaps somebody could answer I mean, of this measure.
Oh, this measure merely gives that broad standing to farmers in EFU zones, any place in the county.
Yes.
My question is, might there not be a justification for giving some people outside of EFU zones the same sort of blanket standing? Could that conceivably be true? The argument is made that somehow or other those who live in EFU zones, any place in the county, have a special status that should be which should justify giving them standing. My question is, might not there be other classes of people who live outside the EFU zone who, in justice, ought to have the same privilege of standing?
Senator, I believe you might have a reference to those individuals who feel like they have a broad public interest in the other kinds of values other than the economic interests that are the tree farmers or the farmers. Now, in the case of this Big Creek group that was denied standing, I think that their interests were those other. They were those that had to do with the special environment needs as they saw them. Being a tree farmer, I look at that with mixed feelings. If I think I see a spotted owl on my place, I want to run it off. But that's my own personal feeling, and I think that the point that you're making is valid, that there may be a broad basis in public interest for those special environmental needs, for who else will talk for them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lamb. There are no further witnesses, no further comments.
The chairman will
adjourn. Disappeared.
The question is not entertained. The question is not entertained.